This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ is absolute, transforming and restoring lives, healing hurt, and making all things new. This power set Michael Bowen free from the captivity, darkness, and hell of addiction, and delivered him back to God. This is Jesus Breaks the Chains.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into this podcast, which is a part of the Jesus Breaks the Chains series. I'm Evangelist Michael Bowen, and I pray that the Lord blesses you greatly and you receive this word in love and in truth. This podcast is The Fire at the Altar Never Burns Out. Sometimes I go to my church and pray in the sanctuary by myself. I like going to the church late at night to be able to go deep in the spiritual realm and make a great noise unto the Lord, giving myself completely over to the Holy Spirit. Because when I pray in the Spirit, I like to get loud. Some of y'all may be just like that, but I like to let it rip and just let the Spirit move, walk in the Spirit, move in the Spirit, and just make a loud and joyful noise unto the Lord, praising His holy name, lifting up that name in prayer and just really putting my all into it. In my prayer time in the church, I become one with the Spirit, and I move in the Spirit, and I receive revelation. One night, many months ago, I was laying on my face on the floor at the altar of the church, and I was crying out to God. I was praying in the Spirit, and the presence of God was everywhere. The sanctuary was full, and I was in the secret place of the Most High. In this church, the floor was a polished concrete. And anyone who has seen polished concrete knows that the polish on the concrete brings out the small and tiny cracks. You know, those tiny cracks all over the floor that are everywhere that you really can't notice until you get down close and take a look. Well, as I looked closer and I was laying on the floor, the cracks began to take shape and form. And as I cried out to the Lord in the Spirit, Jesus opened my eyes to a vision, and the floor became full of hot, fiery coals. The cracks on the floor came alive, and the whole floor became like a bed of coals. Then the Lord spoke to me, "Michael, the fire is always burning at the altar. The fire at the altar never goes out. It is always here. There are always hot coals with fire in them at the altar, my son. And it is when you come to the altar, pray, worship, and praise my holy name that you fan the coals. And as you fan the coals, the flame is produced and the fire comes forth. It is my people's prayer, worship, and praise that ignites the fire that is already at the altar. Selah." I began to pray, worship, and praise the holy name, Jesus Christ, at the altar with loudness and an abandon. The louder I prayed and magnified his holy name, the more the flames grew. At one point, the flames began to wrap themselves around my feet and legs and move up all the way through my entire body, totally wrapping itself around me until I found myself walking and praising the Lord in the midst of the fire, walking among the flames. The more I worshiped and prayed, the higher the flames became. The more I worshiped and praised, the more I became one with the fire until I could not tell where the fire began or ended in me. Our God is a consuming fire, and that night his fire totally consumed me. The fire at the altar, my friends, never burns out. Brothers and sisters, if you want the fire of God, you must be willing to do the work at the altar to produce the flame. You must get out of your chair at church, and you must get into the bed of hot, fiery coals at the altar, and you must pray, worship, and praise his holy name, the great I Am, who is manifesting the flesh as the Son to destroy the works of the devil. His name is called Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Magnify the name above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is and was and is to come, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, with the fire of God's love in his eyes. If you stay in your chair, then you'll only feel the heat from the fire, and you'll not become one with the flame. But if you get up out of your chair, brothers and sisters, and go boldly to the altar and begin to pray, worship, and praise, then you'll become one with God's fire, and you'll receive the revelatory power of God in that fire. The fire is kindled at the altar, and we are his fire starters. The saints, the sons and daughters of God, we are the fire starters. Hallelujah. Oh, come to the altar and receive what God is for you in Jesus' name. Now listen, the altar doesn't always have to be just in a church. You can make for yourself an altar anywhere you kneel down or lay on your face in prayer before God. It can be in your bedroom. I like to go in my closet. I call it a prayer closet. It's just my closet with all my clothes in it, but I call it my prayer closet because that's where I go and pray in the Spirit and lay on my face before God and cry out to him. It can be in a closet. It could even be outside somewhere in nature, maybe under a tree, next to a creek or a river or a stream, or wherever you decide to call out to God and to go deep in the Spirit in prayer. Anywhere you give God the sacrifice of praise, that's the altar. That can be your altar. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. When I was deep in the Spirit in that church that night, in the fire at the altar, the Lord gave me the following scriptures from Isaiah 6:5-8. So I said, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. And in that scripture, I identify with that. I love that scripture because I was a man of unclean lips. And I dwelt in the midst of people with unclean lips, in the depths of my addiction. But then my eyes saw the Lord, and I surrendered my life to him. And then he took a live coal from the altar, and he placed it on my lips. He touched my mouth with it. And my iniquity was taken away, and my sins were purged when I surrendered my life to him. And I heard his voice saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, I am here, Lord, send me. I said, Lord, if you will save me, I will serve you the rest of the days of my life. I will go where you want me to go. I'll do anything for you, my King. And I did. I love that scripture. Hallelujah. Another scripture he gave to me that night when I was deep in the Spirit was from Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. Another scripture from Psalms 104, verses 1 through 4. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. Brothers and sisters, when the altars are opened up in your church, come to the altar and receive the fire of God. Become his ministers of flame. When you feel the Holy Spirit speaking to you to go to him in prayer, then make for yourself an altar and pray. Go to a closet. Go to another room. Pull over your car. Worship and praise his holy name and receive the love of his everlasting light, the fire of God. Acts 2, verses 1 through 4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The fire at the altar never burns out. When we think about fire, what it is, and when it's in the Bible, when it's mentioned in the Bible, the fire that's mentioned in the Bible, it's often used as a symbol of holiness and usually equates the idea of God's presence with God's holiness. The Holy Spirit is referred to as a fire. Luke 3, verse 16, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So fire was used also in the Bible and in written in the Old Testament. It was used to consume the burnt offerings and incense offerings and was to be continually burning upon the altar as a visible sign of the continuous worship of God. Leviticus 9. Verse 23 through 24 speaks of this. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. The ongoing fire was so important because it was started directly by God. That fire was pure and consecrated. The fire on the altar was a constant reminder of God's holiness and power and the people's continual worship of Him. It was a gift from heaven, a gift from God. No other source of fire was acceptable to God but this fire, the initial fire, the pure fire. When a sacrifice was placed on the altar, God always answered by fire. When we go to the altar at church, we make for ourselves an altar to the Lord, we become the sacrifice that is placed on that altar. The Word of God says God answers by fire, and He does. We are the sacrifice on the altar of God. Surrender your lives now to Jesus Christ and place yourself on the altar as a living sacrifice. Be filled with His Holy Spirit and fire. Leviticus 10, verse 1 through 3, speaks of another fire, another kind of fire. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which He had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all people, I must be glorified." God must be high and lifted up. We use the word profane in this scripture to refer to that which is not holy, less than holy. The word profane comes from the Latin word profanus, which literally means outside the temple. The fire that Nadab and Abihu introduced to the altar had not been purified or consecrated. It was not from God. For that, God took their lives. God always answers by fire. 1 Kings 18, 22 through 24. Then Elijah said to the people, "I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophet are 450 men. Therefore, let them give us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves. Cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods with a little g, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God with a big G, a capital G, and the God who answers by fire, He is God." 1 Kings 18, 36 through 39, at the time of the sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!" Brothers and sisters, friends of mine that are listening to this podcast, I'm here to tell you, God always answers by fire, for He is a consuming fire. My hope for all of you who are listening that already have a relationship with Jesus and have been reborn and filled with the Holy Spirit and saved is that you will go boldly to the altar and begin to pray, worship, and praise the Lord and receive what the Lord has for you in His fire and become His ministers of flame. My hope for all who are listening to this podcast that do not yet have a relationship with Jesus Christ and have not yet been reborn and filled with His Holy Spirit is that you will trust Jesus with your life and give it to Him. So you can be reborn in the Spirit and saved and be filled with the Holy Spirit and fire, that you will become sons and daughters of the Most High, and you too become His ministers of flame. The fire at the altar never burns out. God is for you and desires to show you and teach you marvelous and wonderful things about who He is and who you are in His Son, Jesus Christ. Our God is a consuming fire. Go to the altar and get into that fire now. Make yourself an altar. And let God answer your prayer, worship, and praise by fire. You are the sacrifice of God. Your life is what God desires. Give it to Jesus now and let Him fill you with His Holy Spirit and fire. I'm going to end this podcast with a poem I wrote when I was in prison. It is for all of you who have a desire to walk with God in the fire of His love in Revelation. The poem is called Through the Fire. God is a sword, sharp cutting through your life, light overcoming darkness measured in your eyes. His voice speaks softly to you, booming thunder heard throughout, beat on a drum in rhythm, worship, praise, sing, dance, and shout. For all glory is for God, in Christ Jesus, the only way through, a wall of flaming fire, flaming sword stands between heaven and you. This world is fallen, corrupt, and polluted by sin. This world is just a furnace. You must be purified by affliction from within. A vessel made for His Spirit, pure and holy you must become. Only by walking through the furnace with Jesus will ever get the job done. For this life and the physical, living each day in the flesh is in vain. True riches are found in the spiritual, the difference between Abel and Cain. For Abel's sacrifice was worthy, Cain's God did detest. The world keeps on killing. A worthy sacrifice to God is ourself. Give your life over to Jesus, the only way this can be done, the only way back to the Father in spirit is by walking through the fire with the only begotten Son. I want to finish it up with two scriptures that were the inspiration for the poem Through the Fire. 1 Peter 1:7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 43:2-3, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I love you all. And I pray that you too can find the freedom that I have found in Jesus Christ. Jesus breaks the chains. He is my fire, and the light of His love is always burning bright in my heart. This is the greatest life I've ever lived, living my life in Jesus Christ. God bless you all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information on Michael Bowen's ministry, Sons and Daughters of Thunder, visit sonsanddaughtersofthunder.org. And remember, there is no addiction in Jesus Christ. Jesus breaks the chains.
This is the Truth Network.